Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is... MP on the mic.
So the thing about doing these shows is they live on as a podcast, and that not only doesn't bother me, I love that we're on a podcast because tons of people listen to the podcast all the time. Tell me they enjoy listening on the podcast, and we love making it for them. And we love that Odyssey, you know, has the app, has the podcast, has all the ways to engage with us. But in this particular situation, where I'm going on summer break, which we've been very upfront about, some people slide out quietly. Irish goodbye. Not us. Very upfront about this. But that podcast lives as the most recent thing you say. For a while. And things happen before people listen to it. And you know, I'm thinking about the number one pick in the NBA draft right now. I can give a prediction. I could look like a dummy.
I could listen back to this in 3 weeks and go, what was he thinking?
I could look, in the words of Brandon Ayuk, stupid.
Stupid.
Nobody wants that.
Man.
Nobody wants to look stupid on the radio.
I don't know if you can, but I believe in you. You'll find a way.
This show,
make this a visual medium.
This show's motto, we'll find a way. Because every time you log on and look about it, there's this like just overriding fan consensus that AJ DeBanta is going to be the number one pick from the Washington Wizards. Like, everybody's made up their mind about this. But then there's always like the contrarian people that are like, the real ball knowers know. They're doing their research on Darren Peterson, on Boozer, on, you know, I think those are the other two. If anybody's saying anybody other than those two, they're lying. Don't listen to them.
They've done too much research.
But I call me a sucker, but I believe that they are. I think they haven't made up their mind yet. I also think if they make up their mind, on one of those other guys, they should trade down, obviously, because at that point you could get the guy you want and get a little bit of something from Utah. I don't think it's a cut and dry decision. If they go with DeBanta, I'm great with that. I'll celebrate that. I'll feel good. You know my Wizards stance. I'm not a Wizards guy. I've literally never been to a Wizards home game. I feel great for my Wizards friends. I have many people in my life who care deeply about the Washington Wizards. And it's like, what was the TV show everybody watched for a long time? The Bachelor. Everybody got... Or Survivor. I know a lot of people get very into Survivor. And it's one of those things where, like, I'm happy for them. I live vicariously through their enjoyment of these things.
Did you see? I'm taking this off the rails.
We're on the rails?
If you were, I'm taking you off. There was RVA Survivor last weekend.
Yes.
Yes, that's awesome. I want AWOD to get in on that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would never do that because I don't know any of the bits of Survivor, but like...
But I know a guy who does.
Yeah, for somebody like... Maybe he was part of that, and we don't know. I don't know. But that's a great concept. Mm-hmm. It's a great concept. I'm a big fan. Anybody who's into something, I support them in that. Like, yeah. Within reason, if you're like really into a thing, I'm into you being into the thing.
That's special.
You see the video of the kid who does bird calls?
What?
All right, he's 11 years old.
Okay.
And he can do, like, all the bird calls.
All the...
Like, perfectly.
That's awesome.
And it's a video of him at his school talent show, and he does the bird calls, and all his peers, you know how peers can be, are all like, what's up with this guy? But then he keeps rolling for, like,
Whoa.
3 minutes, and he gets a standing O. And that's... Loving things is the best. Like, being passionate about things is the best.
Yeah.
And if you're passionate about the Washington Wizards, I feel great for you. I also think it is being treated as a foregone conclusion when it is not one that they're going to take AJ DeVance. If they take him, I'll feel great. I'll applaud. I'll go watch. I'm in. I'll drink the Kool-Aid. If they take one of the other guys, you know, Peterson went to Kansas, so everybody assumes he's my guy. Those people maybe did not closely follow what happened to Kansas this season with regard to the amount of my guy that Darren Peterson is.
Hmm.
We're not ever going to be tight like that. Andrew Wiggins, same story a while back, kind of a lesser degree. But, you know, there are Kansas legends, and I pull for them, and I will always pull for them. And there are guys that played for Kansas and took themselves out of games at halftime when they were playing very well. And I'm just not pulling hard for those guys to end up the Wizard. Like, if he does, I support him. I hope he turns into Kobe because I think that would be great for the Wiz. But beyond that, no. Boozer, I think, is an extremely defensible selection because the floor is so high. He's a great player with good instincts and you know, like, fair or unfair, because his dad was an NBA star, you feel good about his ability to handle being an NBA star, which is not for everybody. There are a lot of things that can go wrong when you're an NBA star. He's very prepared to handle that. Seems to have a good head on his shoulders. If you feel like you've got a team that's right on the verge, that's a very defensible selection to bring in a guy who is low risk. Low reward as well, sure. I think there's plenty of reward available there. But low risk in the sense of you're not going to flame out and have to redo this thing in a few years. You'll be, if not a title contender, certainly a playoff team every year, I think, if you plug him into what's going on there. I think it's a... So any prediction I make is going to look dumb then. I'm just going to say don't sleep on him. I'm not going to predict they take him. I think generally speaking, you're always good going with the herd. But I'm just saying don't sleep on Boozer. I think there's a possibility they take him. If they want Peterson, I think there's a possibility they trade down and take Peterson. I think anything could happen. I think it's going to be a very fun night at the NBA draft. And I'm putting that on the record. That lives forever. The airwaves, they come and they go. The podcast, though, that's forever. But I'm never gonna bum on somebody else's happiness. It's not a thing I'm gonna do. I'm pulling for my Wiz friends that they pull it off. All right, how about starting with basketball? That's a little bit of a curveball. It's a Friday fun show. MP on the mic with you one more time before we cash out. Ayuk, yeah, we got Brandon Ayuk. ACC football, Commanders, Brendan Sorsby. We'll talk all of it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be with you for the next couple hours. You're listening.
Flying
towards another Washington Commanders season on the Fan. A lot of hype. This one surprised me. The NFL Players Association has put out its list of the top-selling players. This is merchandise with that player, you know, the jerseys, the sweatshirts, the logoed stuff. Number one won't surprise you. It's Josh Allen. The people of Buffalo love them some Josh Allen. They had a great season, of course. Ended prematurely when Bo Nix messed up his ankle while beating them. It was a weird sequence of events that led to a dud of a Super Bowl, but that's all right. Josh Allen, very good. Drake May, number two. Saquon Barkley, number three. Of course, the Eagles keep rolling. JSN, number four for the Seahawks, as you would expect on a Super Bowl winning team. Number five, best-selling player in the NFL. And if you're the kind of person who, you know, is observant, you might think, why is MP making a segment out of this? Well, it's Jaden Daniels at number five. And that one did surprise me because obviously everybody loaded up on Jaden Daniels gear, jerseys, shirts, hoodies, hats, etc. after the first year. I think everybody understood that was a big moment, a new generation, a new guy, a new quarterback. Last year was not great for anybody, Jaden Daniels included. So to see him still in the top five shows me both how desperate this fan base is for a winner and a star. They're thirsty for it. They've been for a really long time. When that day comes, they'll deserve it. Y'all deserved the happiness of 2024 after wandering through that Dan Snyder wilderness for so long. Hopefully, those good days will come back. But I think also it shows, I think fans expect those good days to come back. And you know I call it like I see it. I'm not going to gas up Jaden Daniels just to do it. I think he has a good year this year. Is he fragile? Yes, we've seen that. Do I want to do 7 hours a day of radio on will Jaden Daniels get hurt? No, that's not appealing to me. I think the majority of fans understand, though, if he can stay healthy, if he can protect himself, he's really good at this football thing. He's going to have a great season. And if he's healthy, and if David Blau is what we think he could be, I don't think it's a reach. Yeah, I don't say this often. I've never picked this team to win the Super Bowl. I don't say this often. I think Jaden Daniels is absolutely in the MVP conversation this year if he plays 15 to 17 games of healthy NFL football. He's that good. We've seen him be that good on the field in person. I got no reason to revise my expectations off of last year. And I know everything in Washington always comes back to, yeah, but RG3 is the same thing. Very different injuries, very different mindsets. And people say, you know, I listen to the fan in D.C. when we're not on, and you know, we get Grant and Danny and the junkies here. They always say it's a different work ethic. And I don't think it's a different work ethic. I think RG3 had a good work ethic. I think, you know, to borrow the corporate America phrase, he worked harder, not smarter. I don't think he had the right people in his corner advising him on what to do, like Mahomes clearly does, like Allen does, and I think like Jaden does. I think it's going to be a big year for him. He's got a receiver who the rumor is he's been friends with for a minute, who made some headlines this week, and I think there's one place that would be an appropriate place to address this matter, and that is Conspiracy Corner.
What's going on here?
Conspiracy theories.
A lot of conspiracy theories out there.
I don't know.
You don't know who you're messing with.
So let's get to it.
Now that I've made a lot of friends, I'd like to lose them all in the next few minutes of radio. Brandon Ayuk is a receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. He's under contract to the 49ers.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Niners, and you know this, I'm a little outspoken. NFL contracts can be very unfair. You come in as a rookie. You really can't negotiate your own contract until year six. They've got the franchise tag. There's a lot of things they do that keep you from earning the amount of money that you should legitimately earn as an NFL football player. This is not one of those stories. Brandon Ayuk held out for his dream contract and was compensated appropriately by the San Francisco 49ers. Soured on that, had a rough season, has now decided he wants out. And I have no problem with a guy wanting out, and I have no problems, just to be very clear, with the Washington Commanders signing Brandon Ayuk. I believe, though, and I've said this on my show, I've said this on Adam's show, I've said this on Grant and Danny, if the Junkies have me on, I'll say it on the Junkies show. I believe that if Brandon Ayuk's going to be a part of this team, it needs to be during training camp, when they install the new offense, when they practice twice a day, when they build the chemistry, when David Blau installs his offensive playbook. I believe that if he truly wants to be a part of what I think could be a special season, he needs to get here for the work portion of that. He is not, this is not a peak of his powers guy who can sit out, show up week one and dominate. There are very legitimate questions about whether Brandon Ayuk will be a successful NFL football player from here for the rest of his career. And he owes it to his new teammates, to Jaden Daniels, and to Adam Peters, to show up for training camp and prove that and put in the work and be a part of this team that, again, I think can accomplish big things. Now, there is, I'm going to say, an increasingly large portion of the fan base. This is why we're in Conspiracy Corner, that believes that Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, canceled the team's mini camp, which is mandatory for players to show up to, because he believed that Brandon Ayuk was going to show up to that mini camp, and they don't want him there anymore, and they don't want to run the risk of him getting hurt in a practice. And that part's true. That's not the conspiracy part. They can't let Brandon Ayuk run routes on a football field, because if he messes up his ACL, they owe him his entire salary for this year. The second he shows up and says, "Coach, let's practice," they have to cut him, at which point he can sign with Washington, which is, of course, his dream outcome and scenario. But there's a lot of fans who believe that the Niners owe it to Brandon Ayuk to cut him, that this is somehow a wrong being done by the 49ers to Brandon Ayuk. And that's where I say that is absolutely ridiculous. He's under contract. They don't owe him anything. He owes them an appearance because it's contractually obligated. The second he shows up, they're going to cut him. Now, I don't believe for a second Kyle Shanahan would torpedo the team just for that. I believe that they're canceling their mini camp because the World Cup has kicked them out of their facility, and they were actually scheduled to do their mini camp at the San Jose Sharks indoor stadium, which, explain to me how that's going to work and how you're going to get good work in there. I have absolutely no idea. I don't think that was going to be a productive mini camp. I think that's why he canceled it. But mini camp was not the only opportunity Brandon Ayuk has had to show up. And instead of showing up to optional workouts, he made a video and he posted it online, and a lot of people are rallying around this video. So we'll just play the portion of the video that I find the most entertaining, right? Is that where we're at? I don't want the whole 2 minutes here. Is that all right? Yeah, because I'm already late as it is. All right, fire up the Brandon Ayuk video.
And they running from that build that's on the way. It's inevitable. It's coming. Stop running. Stop being a female dog.
Stop being a female dog.
Stop being a little cat.
Being a little cat.
Stop running from the bill.
That's Brandon Ayuk. That's Brandon Ayuk. He's learned how to do the voice. He may not be working out, but he's definitely practicing his video skills. He could be on the content team.
I could use some help.
He could be on the content team, for sure. He could, the long pause. It doesn't mean anything. I don't know. People love the video. Stop running from the belt. Presumably talking to the Niners. You know, cut me, take your medicine. They don't have to. And it's fascinating to me. And look, this is how fans operate. And if you want to be mad at the Niners, you should be mad at the Niners. And just turn off the radio, go to the Odyssey app, listen to another segment, because I said earlier, I think Jaden Daniels is going to have a great year. Go listen to that again a second time. But here's the thing. If Brandon Ayuk played for the Washington Commanders and had held out to get a new contract and then made a video saying, "Hey, Washington Commanders, cut me so I can go play for another NFC team with no compensation to you whatsoever," I don't think the Commanders fans would be rushing to sports radio to say they should. It's the right thing to do, you know? He wants out. It's the right thing to cut him. They owe him that. They owe him being able to cut him. Get out of town with that. Brandon Ayuk, get your butt to Santa Clara, show up at a practice, get cut, and get to Washington. Show me you're serious about being a part of this football team. Yeah, You're a great receiver. Yeah, you got great catches. I haven't seen it in 2 years. You don't get to waltz in and start calling shots like you're a number one here and everybody should beg you to be a part of this team. Show up day one of training camp. You know how to do it. You know the secret code here. Show up to Santa Clara, get cut, get to Ashburn, practice with the guys. You're not good enough that you get a free pass to just show up whenever you want and get plugged into the starting lineup. That's my message to Brandon Ayuk. He hasn't earned it, and he needs to earn it. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the Free Odyssey app, with a reminder that we're ducking out for a summer break soon, very, very soon. Clock's ticking on that. But we'll be back for training camp with the Washington Commanders and another great season of Commanders football right here on The Fan. The rest, you know, the NFL players tell you, they leave minicamp. Minicamp ends next week, and then everybody perceives that they go on vacation for 6 weeks. That's actually when you have to get into game shape. You have to report in game shape these days. That's not a vacation as a business trip back home. It's a business trip. Now, what that means to me, I don't know. Or, you know, skits and bits, we'll write them out, we'll figure it out. We'll lift weights. We'll crunch tape every day.
Right, right.
I don't know. We'll figure that all out. We'll get ready, because when we come back, college football starts even faster than normal this year, because UVA is playing the college football Brazil game in week zero in Charlottesville, Virginia. Do you remember when they played the Bahamas Bowl in Charlotte?
I don't.
It was the COVID year messed everything up, but then the next year it was like, we're all back to normal. And then that Christmas it was like, wait a second, we all have COVID again.
And everybody
had to scramble. We'll never know. We'll never ever know. And so they had to move the Bahamas Bowl from its location.
Oh, in the Bahamas?
That is traditionally where they hold it.
Okay, sure.
To Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, that was my second choice.
Which is a letdown for everybody involved. So college football Brazil will be contested this year between UVA and NC State. Woo. In Charlottesville, Virginia. For reasons that involve nobody in Brazil caring about UVA playing NC State. They get the blue dot fever, as it's referred to. You heard this phrase, the blue dot fever? This is when... So on Ticketmaster now, it used to be like it just spits you out a ticket, but now you can pick your seats.
Right.
So it's a blue dot if the seat's available, and a gray dot if the seat's not available. And so all these musicians are canceling concerts this summer because they've like booked arenas, but they're actually like small theater people. And so a lot of them, I need to rest my voice. You know, I'm under the weather. My doctor is advising me not to go on tour.
I see.
They've come down with the blue dot fever. Mm. You go, look, if there's a screen full of blue dots, it's contagious.
That's pretty good.
They may catch the blue dot fever.
Watch out.
But they get to keep their national TV slot, which is kind of a win.
Yeah.
For UVA. And they get to play a game in Charlottesville, which is kind of a win for UVA.
Yeah.
So ESPN fed all the information into their big computer. Do we have big computers anymore? I don't know. We had to build a data center somewhere in Henrico just to crunch these numbers.
Just
but
for these numbers.
I promise you it was worth it. Told there would be no math. Here's what's fascinating. The ACC team with the most returning production is Notre Dame. That's not surprising. Notre Dame gets the best kids in America every year. Those kids stay for 4 years. Notre Dame has the money to continue paying them. That is what you would expect. The ACC football team with the second most returning production in the entire conference, 69% of its production returning, which is nice.
All right.
Number four nationally, Virginia Tech.
Wow.
The Hokies, which is exceptionally uncommon when you consider that there was a major coaching change.
Uh-huh.
And the portal and NIL and all those things. And so, and Awad hinted at this on his show the other day. Tech fans are living in an absolute dream scenario right now. They got, I would argue, the best coach on the market. We can talk about Lane Kiffin. He comes with baggage, and it's not Gucci.
He's a lot, but he's very good. He wins. But in the non-Lane Kiffin division, I think James Franklin was the best coach hired in the cycle, and he's coming to Virginia Tech. Last week, we got news that somebody had donated $75 million to Hokie football. And then a couple days later, somebody else donated $20 million to Hokie football. And other people are donating, and the Hokie Club's active. And James Franklin is not just sitting behind a desk. He came to the Raceway, and he's come to the All-Metro Banquet. He's making himself seen, and people seem to really like him and connect with him. Everything is going great in Hokie land, and I'm not saying that sarcastically. They are on unquestionably a fantastic trajectory. If I got to buy 5-year stock in a college football team, I am considering investing in some of that Hokie stone. I think they're going to be really good. And also, this number tells me that maybe this ain't the year yet. If you're bringing back 69% of your production, 71% of your offensive production, I don't want to relive the whole thing because we lived it once. It didn't go great. It was not a fantastic year for the Hokies. There were some really, really bad losses in there. And that's the production they're returning. That's not a great sign to me. So let's get to it. They predicted the ACC for the season. They've got Virginia Tech projected to finish 6th in the ACC with 7.3 wins, which I think 7's a great target for the Hokie fans. And so I think the messaging's critical this year, because we have seen those fans at Lane Stadium. They stand by their team. I mean, gosh, these guys are getting waxed by Old Dominion. Everybody showed up the next week. These guys are getting run off the field. Everybody shows up jumping around for Enter Sandman against Clemson. I mean, these are a loyal group. I don't think anybody's bailing if James Franklin only wins 6 games this year. But I think when your average is 7.3, it needs to be said out loud. There's a very, very real chance, mathematically speaking, the Hokies win 6 football games this year. And if they win 6 football games this year, there's a very real chance they lose to UVA, which would sting a lot. And so I think it's a lot of messaging. Brighter days are ahead. Brighter days may not be here right now. So UVA, by the way, 7.3 wins is the projection. It's the same team. It's the Spider-Man meme. They're pointing at each other. They're the same football team. The difference is Tech is doing it loudly, and UVA is doing it quietly. Bo Pribula is the quarterback. He's coming to town. He's got ties to James Franklin. He's just going to make the rivalry game really fun. They've invested in a great roster. And also, for reasons that are really not anybody's fault, there's just no juice behind UVA football. There's juice on Tech football. And you know, people say, what do you root for? Who do you root for? I've been out here 19 years now in Virginia and D.C. You know, who do you root for? What teams do you root for? And the answer is, my life gets immeasurably easier when the teams y'all care about are really good at the thing y'all care about them doing. And number one on that list is the Commanders, and we had so much fun on the way to the NFC title game. And the RG3 season was, of course, just the cloud nine of all cloud nines until it went very wrong. Those are the easiest, most fun seasons we have. I think number two on that list, you know, VCU Final Four was, of course, incredible. But I do believe, like, if we polled Richmonders, you wave a magic wand, you get one sports outcome. I think after Commander's Super Bowl, I think the most commonly picked thing would be Tech football national title, Tech football national relevance again. And I think we're on the way there. I don't think we're on the way there for UVA, but I think they can settle in at 7 wins, competitor. UVA, by the way, was one overtime away from the college football playoff this year. And I think that's their long-term future. A team that wins a lot of games every year and in a 24-team college football playoff, maybe a peak every third year and take a good faith run at it. Tech, that's not the expectation. Virginia Tech, the expectation is going to be college football playoff every single year. And they won't make it every single year. But in a 2014 playoff, they got a shot at it. But you also look, I am impressed by what the ACC has done to raise its game in football. And the national rankings. All right, so Notre Dame's going to be great this year. Miami's going to be great this year. Clemson's very much a TBD, by the way. There's a chance the Clemson glory years have come and they've gone. You got two for sure good teams, Notre Dame and Miami. Here's what we've got, though, in the ESPN rankings. This is across all teams nationally. I'll read out the national rank. Clemson's 23, Louisville's 27, SMU's 28, Virginia Tech's 33, Florida State 35, Virginia 40, Pitt 41, Georgia Tech 43, Duke 44, NC State 47. So you've got, you know, seven teams there between 33 and 47. That's how the ACC is thought of. Basically, every team in the SEC is better than every team in the ACC. Basically, the top half of the Big Ten is better. But after that, it's a lot of teams in that parity realm of could be really good, could be bad. And that's working against Tech, too. They're going to have to beat Georgia Tech in a tough football game. They're going to have to find a way to beat Duke. It was going to be a tough football game. There are very few pushovers. You know, North Carolina is at the bottom of this conference. Are we betting against Bill Belichick? It feels like the answer is yes at this point, but surely he's got one last trick left in the bag. He's figured this out. I'm just saying it's possible. I think the ACC's done a nice job to raise the parity game. And this season's coming fast and furious. You got Tech Maryland. Phenomenal non-conference game. Very excited for that one. And UVA NC State right out of the gate, which is going to set expectations for both teams. Now that it's in Charlottesville, I don't think it's a reach to say I think UVA should win that football game. I think they probably should. And also, if they do, if they don't, probably not going to talk about it the next Monday. We'll be talking about AWOD's Football Fest, though, because that is happening that day for sure. Mark that down now, and August will be well back, well in the groove, back from training camp, well-tanned, all those things. You listen to the home of Tech Football in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
We'll have daily sports talk for you all summer long. We keep reminding people, because, you know, people tune in, people tune out, people drive all over town. This is our last week. When the weekend gets here, we're clocking out for the summer. Summer breather. MP does this every year. We come back for training camp. See you mid-July. Rested, refreshed, ready to go. Things will happen between here and there. It gives us a lot to talk about on the first show back. I know that. Sometimes you're scraping the barrel during the summer for topics. Sometimes you're doing, let's talk about sports movies. Let's talk about fast food. Let's talk about the World Cup. Whatever it is. And I will have opinions about all those things. I will have World Cup opinions. They just won't be informed ones. AWOD will, though. AWOD will stay with you for the summer because AWOD's a guy you can trust. He's loyal. Loyal companion. Loyal radio friend to all. And, of course, he'll be with you right here noon to 3 today. And for the rest of the summer, we'll have Westwood One national programming in this slot between now and then. So you look forward to that and then get back here. Come rejoin us. In mid-July, of course, we've got the podcast archive to keep you busy as well. When we come back, it'll be time for Quarterback on Netflix, behind the scenes with the league's best signal callers. Jane Daniels participating in this last year's. I think we'll get a little window into his thought process, playing through injuries, fighting his way back in a season that went off the ropes in a lot of ways. And so one of the things, you know, as we go into break, trying to, you know, preview what the stories will be for the next few weeks and get you ready for those. And really, my goal in all this is don't say something stupid that people are going to listen to on the podcast for the next few weeks and laugh at me for it. So we've all got our incentives here. I feel very confident predicting the Squirrels will be in the playoffs, for instance. I think the Squirrels are going to be in the playoffs. I think they'll be in the playoffs soon. Very, very soon, and we'll celebrate that when we get back, and we'll do a live show from the Diamond. That'd be a blast. Actually, we'll do a live show from CarMax Park, because I keep forgetting to call it CarMax Park, but I will remember someday. That is my promise to you, the listener. I will remember in 31 years when they're building the new stadium. That's when I will remember. Also, all this noise about the Bears moving to Indiana, which is embarrassing, humiliating,
even for everybody involved, that this naked of a money grab would be allowed, that it's all about development and property and not football. Soldier Field is a perfectly good stadium. You know this. I go to war with everybody who says, oh, you didn't need to replace the diamond. It's just fine. No, it was not just fine. CarMax Park is a massive leap forward. I think everybody can see that. If not, you're not arguing in good faith. But there are sports stadiums that are getting torn down ahead of their time. Arrowhead is getting torn down ahead of its time. The Georgia Dome is an example of that as well. And, you know, all in the name of money and development. Soldier Field is a great stadium. Now, when I did my stadium rankings, I ranked it, I think, number 6 or 7, which that was the one a lot of people disagreed with me on. Very good stadium. One of the things that makes Soldier Field good, and you don't think about this a lot, the older stadiums, like old stadiums, had tiers. So you think about, like even the Altria Theater, if you're sitting in the upper deck, you're sitting on top of the people who are down low. So you're still physically close to the stage. And baseball stadiums used to be built that way. If you go to Fenway, if you go to Wrigley, one of those places, if you sit in the lower level, you're under the overhang. There are people, the upper deck is on top of you. And they stopped doing that, you know, about 20, 30 years ago. Camden doesn't have that, I don't think. That's probably the first way they do it right. But they stopped doing that. And the reason is the most expensive seats are the suites at the top of the lower deck. And because of that, those people don't want to be under an overhang. They don't want their view restricted. They want a full 360 view of the field, the sky, the scoreboard, the video board, whatever it is. And so the upper deck seats now are worse than they've ever been in sports, because you're not close to the action, but up high, you're far from the action and up high. And that's, you know, it's a little change, but it makes a huge difference in enjoyment of the game. It makes a huge difference in your ability to feel like you're part of the action. So now, you know, those top seats, the cheap seats, which are the accessible ones for a lot of us, feel more removed than ever. Because you're not designing in tiers, you know, straight up, you're designing at an angle. So you're out and back. And I think that's Soldier, that's my long way of saying Soldier Field is tiered. And so the upper deck at Soldier Field's cool and is a great environment. Nobody's looking out for the upper deck ticket holder these days. Nobody's looking out for the family, the fans, the guy, the blue collar workers sitting up there. They're only looking out for the people who are in the money seats, who are the corporate sponsor. And I mean, gosh, Ted Leonsis. I don't think you can come up with a bigger modern botch than taking the most prominent seats in the house, you know, the 100 level seats at midcourt at center ice, and converting them into a gourmet club room style experience with Jose Andres catering. And so those people, you know, those end up in the hands of businesses, because fans can't afford that ticket. Businesses afford that as a business expense. They send people who don't care about the game but care about the experience. They're up there doing business, and it looks empty on TV. And it's depressing to see, all because they're chasing the dollar instead of chasing what's best for the fans. Wow, that is a long-winded way of saying what are we going to be talking about with the Commanders this year, as we do our preview of what will be coming when we return in mid-July. And Jaden Daniels is the story for the Commanders. Everybody understands that. We've said that a lot. We'll say that again. His health is the storyline of the season, not just for success this year, although it is. It does define success this year, just to be clear. If Jaden is healthy, this is a better team on paper than the team that made the NFC title game. I'm not out on a limb with that. This is a better team on paper than the 2024 team. I feel very confident in saying that. I think probably, you know, the Commanders fans out there are nodding along. They have upgraded and gotten more athletic and faster at key positions. They have added depth at key positions. They are not perfect. There are still some areas that need bolstering. But on the whole, this is a better team than that team. If you take Jaden off of it, this is a worse team than that team. And I feel quite confident saying that as well. He's that big of a difference maker. It's like the pitcher in softball or baseball. It's the most important position. It's not close. And this is no shade on Marcus Mariota. This is no shade on our new guy, Ethan Kaliakmanis. There's no shade on any of them. This is all about what can the Commanders achieve this year? And the answer is a lot more with number five under center. He's Superman. Now, it's not just about this year, though, because in the big picture, this is his third year. When this season ends, they give him the fifth year option, which pays him closer to market rate in year five. You commit to that now, and you also can begin negotiating on a long-term deal. And there's several ways this could go. One way is he balls out, he's good, and you throw a big pile of money at him. And I would feel great about that, honestly. I would have no reservation. If we get to the end of a playoff season where he's balled out and played 15 games healthy, I have no concerns with throwing the bag at him. There's five of those guys in the world, guys who can play elite quarterback week in and week out. If we've got one, we'll do whatever it takes to keep him. And that's the bottom line there. It doesn't matter what it takes. That's the number. The number is the number, and you move on. If he gets hurt a lot this year, you give him the fifth-year option, but you're probably drafting somebody or exploring your options or coming to this realization you can't commit guaranteed long-term money to him. That would stink. And that would stink because it kind of feel like starting over in a lot of ways. Even if the defense makes strides, it still feel like starting over. There's the middle. There's a lot of middle in between. A lot of debate. Embrace debate. Maybe we'll be embracing debate when we get to that side. I hope we're not. I hope he dominates. But you got to be ready for anything. And so this season doesn't just set the tone. He's had one stayed healthy, played great season. And he's had one got hurt. It was a mess season. This is the tiebreaker. This is a rubber match in a lot of ways. And it stinks because a lot of it is completely out of his control. A lot of it is he's not going to be able to, control whether he's out there or not. There are certainly some things he can do. Don't get me wrong. And David Blau, too. David Blau is a major factor here. What plays are he gonna call? How's he going to put Jaden in the right protections? How's he going to manage the number of runs Jaden has? And part of that, think back to the Seahawks injury, right? It was an option call, and Kliff just assumed Jaden would do the right thing and hand it off. And he saw a chance to score a touchdown, wanted to take it, which led to this whole mess. Part of this whole mess here. You got to protect Jaden from himself. And you got to protect Jaden. And you got to build enough of a running game that Jaden doesn't feel like he has to do it all. I think we're trending towards another year where Jaden Daniels is going to be asked to put on the cape and be Superman. And I don't think that's good for anybody, but I do think he's capable of doing it. And that's why they keep asking him to do it. I'm excited to watch him this year. He's one of the most fun players I've ever seen come through here. I hope that doesn't change. I hope he's fun. I hope he doesn't lose whatever he had in 24. And, people nationally just see this as RG3 again. I don't. I'm willing to have some optimism here. I'm willing to feel good about the Jaden Daniels situation. I'm going to try to feel good about it. Y'all can talk me into that. I'm going to go get whipped into a frenzy while we're away. We're going to take a summer break. We're going to be gone for a few weeks. We'll come back for training camp. I'm still going to be optimistic. I feel good. Feel good about it. We got more show, too. It's MP on the mic. It's 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM, and we are back. I think when I first saw this Brendan Sorsby story, I underappreciated how much it would make everybody really mad, but also how much it would get things done. I did not see that coming. And part of that is because, look, I'll be honest, from this chair, I'm a little bit immune to it, and I'm a little bit jaded by everything going on. But I want to break down what's going on with Brendan Sorsby, why everybody cares, and what it means for college sports, because I think I dismissed it as just another day in chaos town. The NCAA
It just cannot get out of its own way. Just another installment in that series. But I think this one resonated really deeply with people. You know, I gave a little thought. I've been known to do that from time to time. And I think I know why. So let's take that on. Here's the facts of the case. Brendan Sorsby is a very good football player. He's the quarterback. Left Cincinnati to go to Texas Tech in the transfer portal. That's his right. He's allowed to do that. Texas Tech showered him with NIL money, as they are, of course, allowed to do as well. He's a very well-paid quarterback on a team that has been very good in recent years. Certainly the expectation in Lubbock is that they'll contend for a national title this year. Well, it comes out that Brendan Sorsby gambled on his own games at Cincinnati 40 times. 40 times he bet on games he was involved in. And I think this is what makes this story resonate. We've done a lot of crazy NCAA stories. We talk about NIL all the time. And I'll just be honest, I think a lot of it is abstract concepts, to be honest. When we're talking about, you know, whether it's JUCO eligibility or talking about, you know, NIL payments or talking about portals or, you know, they think about your recent scandals, spying on teams giving signals, or what was the Ohio State thing with the tattoos or cream cheese on bagels, whatever it might be. Like, I think it's hard sometimes for us to wrap our minds around, okay, like, that sounds bad. Sounds like they broke the rules, but I don't really understand. And I think that's what's going on here is we all understand that what he did was wrong, against the rules, and fully deserving of a punishment of some sort. Pete Rose gambled on baseball. I don't talk to a lot of people, like, because the Pete Rose thing is charged. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? Should he be reinstated? Did Faye Vincent mean to reinstate him? Like, there's a lot of charged conversation around Pete Rose. And there's one thing that nobody ever says in the Pete Rose discussion, and that is, why was that wrong? Everybody fundamentally understands why you cannot place a financial wager on a sporting event you are not only participating in, but you are the most important participant in as the quarterback. Like, there's no gray area here. And I think that's what's pushing this story into the mainstream. This is not like Diego Pavia, like, my JUCO year shouldn't count. Some guy played 3.5 games instead of 3 games. Give me my red shirt back. Those are abstract concepts to the average football fan. We all understand. And I'd be stunned if anybody out there it would give even the faintest defense of gambling on your own football game. We all get it. It's wrong. But then yesterday, he got reinstated by a judge in Lubbock. And so, 3 things about that and about the aftermath and about what's next. And this is my mea culpa for why I didn't get the rage yesterday. And this is where I think the rage, where I missed. One is the court, the judge, was indisputably in the tank for Texas Tech. The judge was a Texas Tech grad, booster, fan, all of those things. It was heard in a court in Lubbock, Texas, a place where they have economically an incredibly vested interest in Brendan Sorsby playing football this year. And to anybody, and we'll leave the political talk downstairs, of course, but to anybody who's been following life in America for, let's say, the last 20 years, this is not a Donald Trump critique. This is an America critique. Our court system has become super polarized all over the place. Go back to Bush v. Gore. Like, we're not ruling on the merits of anything anymore. We're ruling on the merits of how our team feels about said issue at any given time. And this is not a blue or red issue. This is a Texas Tech Red Raiders issue. The judge in Lubbock says, yeah, he should be able to play football. And we all understand that's a bad ruling. And it's not bad for the NCAA or college football. Like, in a very real sense, it's bad for America. that we have a judge who feels he has the latitude from his bench to reinstate a player who, and I just want to go back to this data point here because it's not disputed, bet on his own football team 40 times while he played at his previous school. And so part of, like, I, you know, I'm not mega cynical MP here, but I'm a little cynical, and I kind of expected that. And I believe that when this thing gets appealed to the next court down the road that's not in Lubbock and not with a Texas Tech judge fan, I don't think this judge is going to take 5 minutes to make his ruling. It's going to be a short day in court. You did what? Yeah, no, you can't play football. No, get out of my courtroom and stop playing football. Of course. And this thing will get tidied up. But the fact that it was allowed to get here is making people very mad. Number two, of course, is this continued sense that the NCAA has no teeth, has no enforcement, has no ability to control what's going on out there in the college sports world. And this does not help their case at all in that. You're dealing with a situation here where the NCAA sets the rules for who can play college sports. And a lot of those rules around the edges are getting challenged, and a lot of those rules are getting overturned slowly by the courts. And you know me, I'm not mad that the players are getting paid. I think that's been long overdue. I think everything about how it's been done is just incredibly stupid. But I think that the notion that these people who are generating massive amounts of revenue should be entitled to some of that revenue, I think is completely fair. But we're not talking about that now. We're talking about the NCAA's basic ability to set regulations for who should play collegiate sports and who should not be allowed to play collegiate sports. And again, like, if we pulled 100 of you, you can't make 100 people agree on anything. I truly believe 100 out of 100 people, if we survey all of you driving around in your cars right now, believe that if you bet on your own team in a sporting event 40 times, you should, at the very minimum, be slightly reprimanded for doing that and not allowed to play that sport until some sort of punishment is served. I think we could get 100 out of 100 on that. I do. I think we could. And the NCAA, if they can't enforce that rule that has 100% agreement, well, what are we doing here? Are there any rules that can stand? Somebody go get Eric Maynor. Somebody go get Joey Rodriguez. Just sign them. Because why are there rules? Where's the line, Bob?
Where's the line, Bob?
Where is the line? If it's not, you can't bet on your own team playing football. There's no line and there's no rules and there's no NCAA. I think we all conceptually understand that. I've been slowly walking towards that day, but man, we went off the high dive into that pool this week for sure. And then number three, and I don't think this is the most important point, but I want to say it because I'm 9 minutes deep into this segment. I'm saying everything on my mind. Is his argument, this is, to be clear, the judge did not rule that the NCAA can't punish him. The judge gave him an injunction allowing him to continue to play, which the courts can do if it would irreparably harm him to not be able to play football while the case is being adjudicated. And so the point is here, this trial could last for a year because that's how lawyers do lawyer things with their billable hours, and he would miss an entire football season. And so his case is, if I miss an entire football season, I can never get that back. I'll be a year older, you know, so let me play football while we sort this out. Essentially, no amount of, if I'm right at the end of this process, no amount of money could fix me missing a season of college football. But what they said was his mental health would be permanently damaged by him not being allowed to play college football. And I am aware that the kids these days get their diagnosis from Dr. Instagram, and everybody's got something, which to me trivializes actual mental health issues being experienced by actual Americans, which is an actual thing that happens every single day in this country. And instead of that, We've got this guy abusing that phrase in court to say I should be allowed to play football, even though, and just, I do need to come back to this point one more time, he bet on his own team 40 times, and that's not in dispute here. Those are the facts of the case. What are we doing here? I also was surprised to see the other schools rally very quickly against this, and you saw a lot of schools have said we're not playing against Texas Tech again until this gets fixed. And I do think this will get fixed, but they said we're not playing against Texas Tech again until this gets fixed. And this is a rare bit of sanity from college sports where they all rallied together like, oh, this is really bad for everybody. But these are the same schools, of course, that are going to sue in their courts for their favorable judges when it benefits their athletes. As always, somebody needs to be in charge here, and it's just more and more clear every day. Nobody's in charge here. So you asked what I thought about Brendan Sorsby. That's what I think about Brendan Sorsby. And I think that's why people are really mad right now. I don't think any of this was unknown before the ruling on Monday, before the injunction was issued. But I think it's just a really easy thing to conceptualize, to understand. For everybody, he bet on his own game. You can't do that. What do you mean he gets to play football? What do you mean a judge said he gets to play football anyway? It's a bad situation for everybody involved. But that's, I got nothing to add to that. Those are my Brendan Sorsby thoughts. I got to talk Commanders, though. You're listening to 910
The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app.
Nobody getting you closer to the World Cup is a thing that I would say if I knew more about soccer, but I don't. So stick with AWOD. AWOD knows a lot about soccer. He's on noon to 3. He'll get it all broken down for you. The Junkie don't know anything about soccer, but they have soccer guests on. So that's pretty good. We'll do that. Here's where my chips are. That Grant and Danny become like sneaky soccer advocates by the end of the World Cup. Like, Grant's a drink the Kool-Aid guy. One big finish, one great goal. He's all in. He's gonna be complaining about like the center back and Pochettino's defensive scheme. The switch is gonna flip. I'm telling you, the switch is gonna flip. I will get into any event that's got this level of passion worldwide. Like, I don't need to have the passion to feel the passion.
It's contagious.
It's absolutely contagious. U.S. opening up against Paraguay. What do we know about Paraguay? They shouldn't be as good at soccer as we are. We're the best country in the world at all things. We're 250 years old.
Yeah.
No way any other country's 250 years old. That's so old. That's so old.
It's so old.
Probably going to win the thing.
I mean, that's all the information you need, I think.
My official World Cup prediction. Now, I'll say this. Canada gets to open against Bosnia-Herzegovina. Okay, first off, that's two places, not one place. So that's cheating. But secondly, how they get Bosnia-Herzegovina and we got Paraguay? That seems unfair. Just saying. I think it's rigged. If we don't win, it's probably because it's rigged.
No, definitely. I think you're onto something there.
I'm onto something there. 9 p.m. start time for the U.S. opener. We'll tough it out. We'll watch soccer. I'll watch late night soccer. They're playing on the West Coast, which historically has been where they play their big games because there's so many immigrants on the East Coast that when they play a country like Paraguay, those countries buy all the tickets, it's not a true home field advantage. But on the West Coast, they don't have that problem. So the U.S. is going to be based out of the West Coast. They're going to play in Los Angeles. We got European tourists all over the place. We got this guy is becoming famous. He's documenting his journey on Twitter. He went to Wendy's and had his mind blown. He discovered Buc-ee's last night. He's road tripping around all the World Cup sites. This is what we need. This is the World Cup content that we need. We've got national teams all over the place. We've got Lawrence, Kansas hosting Algeria at the DoubleTree. It's perfect. It's the perfect sentence. Once they taste the cookie, they're never going back. Things are perfect. We got a great weekend ahead. Weekend one of World Cup action here. Brazil, Morocco, your headliner, 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Now, they're going to play all the way. They got a midnight kick on Saturday night. We're playing deep into the night out there on the West Coast. So I'm excited to watch all the games. I'm excited to get irrationally into this. As you know, I'm very pessimistic about the chances for the U.S. national team, but I'm not going to let that stop me from getting overly excited about us and our chances and the possibility that maybe we could turn some heads, maybe we could do this thing. My guy Nate Silver, he put out his chart showing how he thinks every team's going to do, and he likes Spain to win it all, he says. He thinks Argentina's a little overrated. Go with Spain. But we've also got England and France at the top level, in the top tier as well. His second tier, Brazil, Portugal, Germany, and the Netherlands. He's got USA as being about the 18th best team in the field, which does not feel great for our chances of making noise overall. But hope springs eternal. What I know about soccer is if you're not as good as the other team, you sit on it, you try to get it to 0-0, and then win in penalty shots, because anybody can win in penalty shots. Which is, it's a little bit like hockey, where like a hockey shootout is like the most exciting thing in the world. But if you love hockey, if you're a hockey purist, you hate them. That's not real hockey. Decided on the ice. It's a gimmick. It's a skills contest. Yeah, it's a really fun gimmick. It's not for us. It's for the purists. So they'll settle it on the field. The last World Cup went to penalty kicks. That was the Argentina win with Messi. Even I know that was an all-time great soccer game. That was against France. That was one of the best games I've ever seen any sport. Hopefully we get that. They're going to be crisscrossing the country here playing for the next few weeks. The Kickers / Ivy are having watch parties. You can watch on the big screen at City Stadium during the games, it's a big TV. You've been out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big TV.
It's a big TV.
It's a big TV.
That's going to be good to watch. Absolutely. I got to get out there.
I still plan on angering AWOD by attending a World Cup game. That's still very much in my plan. So we've got it. We've got the game circled. Mm-hmm. We've taken the days off work. As you know, I'm bouncing here.
Yep.
I'm not working for the next couple weeks. That's not exclusively to go to the World Cup, but you know, didn't hurt. We've got the game. We've got the time. We've got the plan. We got the travel. We don't have the tickets.
Okay, feels essential, but you know, I trust you.
Minor obstacle.
Don't they know who you are?
When we first looked, the tickets, and we don't know who's playing in the game because it is a round of 32 game. If England handles their business and wins their group, we'll get to see England play.
Okay.
And I think we root for England if they play, right? Like,
we're Americans.
Yeah, it was 250 years ago. I'm over it.
No, it's the anniversary. I don't think you're allowed to be.
I've let it go. Oh. If they're cool, I'm cool.
Oh, you're so evolved, MP.
It was 250 years ago. It was so long ago.
It was very bloody. They taxed our tea. Can you believe that? Get real.
I'm bringing tea bags if I go. Throw them on the field.
You should.
I'm going to be the first person to get kicked out of a World Cup game for throwing tea.
I'm American.
When we first looked at the tickets for the game, they were $1,100.
Woo.
And you ain't catching me at a World Cup game for $1,100. Mm-mm. Like, honestly, I'd kind of still be, I'm still in for like going down there and going to bars. And so, like,
yeah.
I think it's going to be rowdy. I think it's going to be my kind of scene.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not $1,100. That's not my kind of scene for anything. Cool. There's so few things I would pay $1,100 to see. Like,
yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm really struggling on what that list would consist of.
Who did you guys see at the Sphere? You two?
Yeah.
What'd you spend on that?
300?
Oh.
Was it 300 to see you two at the Sphere?
That's what I recall. Boy.
No, well, A1 says 180.
You pay for both tickets?
I saw the Eras Tour, as you know, 250. I went 250 to see Taylor Swift.
Really? 1100.
Winter Classic, Penguins Capitals. Ooh. At Heinz Field.
Okay.
Was a 250 as well. I went as press to the Stanley Cup clincher in Vegas. I know that was an expensive ticket, and I didn't pay for it. I was working. I probably would have paid for it, though.
Yeah.
Not $1,100, though.
$1,100.
$1,100. I'm going to stand outside Cap One Arena and watch it and cheer with the fans. It's a lot of money. Today, as we talk today.
All right.
The tickets are $480.
Wow.
So we're on a great trend line here.
Yeah, you are.
The numbers are really in my favor.
Just hang on.
So I'll put my marker down right now. I think if we're there, if I'm in Atlanta and I wake up that morning, it's $480. I think I'm going to do it. Yeah. I think I'm going to the game.
You're already there.
We came so far. There's excitement. But I'm hoping we go lower.
Yeah.
That's the goal. The goal is to go lower. But
I'm manifesting 300 for you.
I feel great about that.
Right? That would be good.
I would feel. And this, the Falcon Stadium is the one with $2 hot dogs.
Come on.
So it's a win inside as well. Mm-hmm. And refillable Cokes. You buy one, you just refill it all day long. So it's, when you think of the savings, honestly.
That's got some value.
It would be a crazy decision not to go.
Yeah.
When you think about the potential hot dog and Coke value here. Yeah.
$2.
I don't think the British fans are going to be drinking Cokes. That's my early read on
that. Why? Are they busy with their tea?
Now, here's a double-edged sword. I think we can root for them. I'm okay. I've let it go.
I disagree.
Jonathan disagrees as well. He says, we didn't throw that tea in the harbor to cheer for England.
That's right, Jonathan. Get on my side.
Now, here's a double-edged sword. If England loses, the tickets are going to get much cheaper really fast. But then also we don't get to see a premier team. We got to see a dud team. It's a dud matchup at that point. So maybe we're paying $100.
You're quite pro-English today.
For a game nobody wants to watch. There's a lot of these World Cup games I don't want to watch. And it's nothing personal against these countries. I don't want to watch them play soccer. I want bangers only. Call me when it's bangers. I'll come watch. I'll get into it. Bad team, good fan base. I'm in. That's fine.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of bad team, bad fan base here as well. I'm not calling people out, but they know who they are. They know who they are. And we'll get rid of them, and we'll get to the elimination round, and we'll be good.
Enough said.
MP's World Cup update. That's what you come around here for. That's the good. Should we get back to the wheelhouse? Stock Commanders after the break. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now we're gonna take a breather after Friday's show. We're going to be out of here for the next 4 weeks. We'll come back, though, in time for training camp. Get you ready. Here's what I want to do. I want to give you three things that have me optimistic about the Washington Commanders right now. And I want to give you three worries I have going into training camp, which, of course, we'll have live coverage for you on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Are we worldwide on the Odyssey app? As a matter of fact, thank you for asking. Yes, we are, and we will be when we pick this thing back up at training camp as well. I'm a positive guy. I say we start with the positives because I've been talking a lot about Jaden Daniels recently because I want to get out in front of this, and this has made people mad when I say this. So buckle up, haters. Here we go again. I think Jaden Daniels is going to have a spectacular football season. I think he's really good at this, and I think the injuries last year will not hold him back in any way this year. You think about careers that have been damaged by injuries, and traditionally it's ACL tears, Achilles, those two-year injuries where you get the year off, the next year you're not the same. Sam Cosmi, I think is on that list. Something to prove this year. Last year was his comeback from injury year. This would be his full strength year if he can get there. And here's the brutally honest truth of the matter. Some guys never get there. Jaden has not had one of those injuries. Jaden hasn't done the RG3. His leg was never dangling. Jaden got hurt last year several times, sometimes of his own doing, sometimes of the coach's doing, sometimes because big, heavy men flew at him and hit him at high speed. That's football, and those things could happen again this year. And you can't predict those things. You could say he's susceptible to it, and I think he is. But I think when he's healthy, when he's playing, he is going to turn heads because he's great. I think back at that rookie season, I was not a flash in the pan. You go back and review that. It wasn't, oh my gosh. You know, I think about the Wildcat, right? Like, oh my gosh, we've never seen this before. This is the future. And then defenses spent an offseason, went to the lab, adjusted, and shut it down. I don't think he fundamentally is succeeding on smoke and mirrors and doing things the defenses can figure out how to shut down. I think he's an excellent football player. I think he's in line for a big year, especially with David Blau. I'm going to drink a little David Blau Kool-Aid. Not all the David Blau Kool-Aid, because ever since Sean McVay, everybody's been trying to find the next Sean McVay. Odds that we've got the one and true next Sean McVay, call that what it is, it's slim. But I think he's going to be very good, and I think he'll grow into the role over the course of the year. And I think he's been given a gift going to Dallas in week two, a chance to spring some things on him they haven't seen and really catch that defense off guard and give Dan Quinn a nice national TV win in week two in Dallas, if things go well, which they don't always. Number two, things I'm excited about the Commanders going into training camp, athleticism and speed defensively. Because it's like when you're playing a video game, you're not as fast as the other guy and you're trying to run him down and you can't. It's just really aggravating and you can't catch him. And that was watching the Commanders defense all last year. And, you know, that was a thing that got addressed and got addressed emphatically by Adam Peters. Leo Chenal is actually the most athletic player on this defense. And that's crazy because Sonny Styles is widely regarded as one of the greatest athletes coming out in the draft in several years. We got freak athletes on this defense. We got speed. We got power. What does it mean? It's up to the coaching staff. That's up to Dan Quinn. That's up to Durante Jones. I think about when I was at the University of Kansas, I was covering the women's basketball team for the school paper. That was how I cut my teeth. And they were playing against Northern Iowa. And they had a girl on their team who was 6'11", which is not just freakishly tall, but like in women's basketball, triple freakishly tall. And so all week it was, how will they guard her? How will they do it? And one of the guys who had been around for a long time, he goes, there's nothing to worry about here. Because if she were 6'11 and good at basketball, she wouldn't be at Northern Iowa. And sure enough, she had no mobility, no ability to shoot. She was really tall. That part was as advertised. The rest of it was a lot of nothing. All right. So you can have the measurables. You can run the 40. You can lift the weights. And Leo Chenal can, and Sonny Styles can. What will it mean on the field? Here's what I hope. Even if it doesn't work out perfectly, I'm tired of watching 4-yard gains turn into 20-yard gains. We've seen that so many times, especially last year. Even if they're out of position, even if they miss, I love that they're going to be able to chase guys down. I love that they're going to be able to get right on top of the situation, bring guys down. Number three, you know I like the offensive line. I like the offensive line. I think they're really good on paper. They were not good in real life last year. But I'm betting on the new coaching staff. I'm betting on David Blau. I'm putting some chips on David Blau. I think the offensive line gives Jaden the time he needs to be a little bit truer of a passer this year, which will be good for his health, which will make number one come true as well. All right, downsides, things that have me worried going into Washington Commanders training camp. Number one, I love Sonny Styles' athleticism. Green dot linebacker in year one in the NFL. That is a big ask. And if Bobby Wagner says he wants to come back and is willing to play 30 to 40% of the snaps, I'm sprinting to sign that paperwork. It's a big, big ask. Styles, year one NFL, green dot linebacker. And I'm not saying he can't handle it. By all accounts, he's really bright. And also, that's a lot on a dude's plate. You're one in the NFL in a defense that historically has not communicated well, and it's been one of their worst elements. Number two, kicker. Yeah, we got to go there. They haven't had a kicker in forever. Dustin Hopkins that one time, and he was all right for a while, I guess. And it's kind of been it since. If there's going to be close games, and I think there's going to be close games, it would be nice to have a kicker who's reliable. They're bringing guys in. They're doing everything they can do. What I don't know is finding an NFL kicker luck or scouting skill. Because it feels like there should be skill involved. It's a very measurable profession. And also, the kickers who get drafted high often are not the kickers who last 11 years in the NFL. And we see the rotation of guys come through every year who look good for a week or two and then fade. I don't know. I don't know how you find a kicker. The great news, it's not my job to know. It's Adam Peters' job to know. I hope he figures it out, because I think that's really important. And number three, depth, specifically at wide receiver and corner. This is a team that's deeper than it's been the last 2 years, but especially at those two positions, at receiver and at corner, they really can't take big injuries. They can't take big hits, because if they do, it's really fragile behind them. And this schedule against these teams, it's not going to pan out well. So those are my three. I'm excited for Jayden Daniels. I'm excited for a little speed and athleticism. I think the O-line's going to be good. I got some concerns as well. I think training camp this year will be exciting, because I think everybody sees that this is a roster that can get back to the playoffs. I think it will be unilluminating, if that is a word. I don't think we're going to learn the things that we want to learn. You're listening to your home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan.
So here's the situation.
Megan, this is our last show for a few weeks.
I know.
Not to be confused with the last show ever. That was Hazel yesterday, which we're still sad about.
I know.
When we're leaving on summer break, you'll hear the tires squeal on my way out of here.
Yep.
Are you going to miss doing the show?
I'm going to miss doing the show. It's fun.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm going to enjoy... I'm gonna enjoy vacation, and it's gonna be fun for a month. I'm gonna relax, drink a little beverage with an umbrella in it, and then when people ask me, do you miss doing the show when you don't do the show? No, because it's the middle of the summer.
Fair.
I don't know the first thing about the World Cup.
Yeah,
and I'm the World Cup expert in this pairing, and so I don't think us doing World Cup radio is gonna sizzle.
It's not going to work.
And I don't think we can get Sebi to drop by every day for 2 hours.
I think we have a lot of fun around here. I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
But I will enjoy, I've had a really busy few weeks and just getting to breathe,
there
sleeping
you go.
A little. I will enjoy that.
So if I missed shows during football season, which I have a couple years ago, remember I got the big C, got COVID, knocked me out for a couple weeks, and we missed shows during football season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
wasn't good.
That tears me up a little bit.
Yeah.
I love football.
Yep.
Football's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But this time of year, everybody moves a little bit slower, and we're still covered. Westwood One's going to have the football updates for you. There'll be plenty of World Cup talk. AWOD's going to be here as he rolls his dial past 1,000, the old odometer past 1,000. And I'm curious to see what we come back to.
Yeah.
We'll come back to a World Cup champion and a lot of World Cup storylines. I love the off-the-field World Cup storylines, too. The Germans driving around discovering America, learning about fast food. That's great content.
Yeah.
I love that. We'll come back to the Wizards, who have made a number one draft pick. And will the Commanders have a receiver when we get back? I'm going to, I said I wasn't going to make big predictions here because I look dumb when they're wrong. I don't think so. My read is no. Any day they could sign Stephon Diggs. They can't sign Brandon Ayuk any day. That's not a thing they can do. I don't get the sense that Adam Peters is wild about either of those options, but we're going to come back and it'll be Commanders training camp, which is one of my favorite times of the year. Cause all the players are just a little, it's a little better interview cause they're less guarded cause they don't have state secrets to spill at training camp. It's just, they're getting in shape. They're learning the playbook. I'm excited to sit down with David Blau You know, 30-year-old offensive coordinator, you know, wonder kid in the NFL. How will he do in his first NFL season with all this pressure on Jaden Daniels to reclaim his form? And you open against Philly and Dallas, and you open against the at home against the defending Super Bowl champions, and then you go to London, which is legitimately insane. I fully expect that when we come back, the Richmond Flying Squirrels will have clinched a playoff spot. We'll do live radio from the Diamond or at CarMax Park. Maybe I'll spend the month learning what to call it. Very possible. Will they have resolved their differences in the CarMax Park legal dispute? I don't mind issuing a prediction on that one. No. Anytime lawyers are involved, the answer is no. They're going to keep litigating that mess right there.
See, I need an update on that one. I'm behind on that one.
So much tea on that one, yeah.
Oh, okay. You got to give me all that on the break or something. Yeah,
I certainly will. We're not anywhere near resolution of that one. News story from BizSense.
Okay.
About, you know, because they're trying to do all these events at CarMax Park. And the city has said we need to close the entrance in December and you can't have anybody in there. Well, that's the business model is having people in there. So
yeah.
They got a lot of stuff to work out. But I will miss the fun and the camaraderie.
Yes.
But it will pick up right where we left off. Hazel. We'll pour one out for Hazel. And I'm excited to be ready for what I think is going to be a super fun Commander season. It'll kick off at AWOD's Football Festival in late August. I don't know why I'm pointing Leo the intern. He's not going to be there. He's going to be back at school.
I know.
They come and they go so quickly.
It's just falling apart.
Leo will be here when I get back, though, so we don't have to do emotional goodbyes.
You and I are like day oneers.
Which is nice. You are the only day oneer left.
Yeah.
There are no day oneers left now besides you.
Yeah, because I remember I did
Hazel's
that like
gone,
one
Stubbs
week.
Hazel's gone, Stubbs gone, JC's gone. They're dropping like flies.
And then I came back, and then they got rid of me, and then I came back. They can't get rid of me.
They can't get rid of you that easy, which is good because I got a reputation here churning through producers. So
yeah.
I need a little stability in my life.
MP's not that hard to work. I mean, like, his morning tea is a little like pretentious, but like, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Tired. Tired is the word you're looking. He's a little tired in the morning.
I'm kidding.
He's going to sleep in for a couple of weeks. Life permitting. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Have a fun few weeks. I'll look forward to seeing you on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.